Hey, AfterBuzzers and Floribama Shore fans. Man, oh man, was it a hunch punch tonight. We're talking about season 2, episode 17. And man, oh man, this Friends with Benefits thing, we knew it wasn't going to work out. And I cannot wait to break it all down for you, so don't go away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Why you are so obsessed with me, because Nilsa is quite the clinger in this episode, and I hate saying that so much because I love Nilsa, but come on, we get it. He doesn't like you. Let's move on. Let's find other relationships. You deserve so much more. But before we get into it, I'm your host, Ellie Nasta, guys, and it's just me again, but do not fret. I will try to break it all down for you. We're talking Nilsen Gus. We're talking Jeremiah and Courtney. Day drinking and newbies. Candace always coming in for the momming of the group. And then what's going on with Kendra and Gus. Guys, I'm happy to be here. Happy Thursday. I hope everyone's having a great day out there. If you're listening or watching, thank you so much. Please comment below. I will have the live chat up, so hopefully you guys can co-host with me on this one. I'd love to see and hear what you guys have to say. But let's kick it off, you know, with Nilsa and Gus. So this is the first hookup in the house, which is kind of a big deal. And I feel like maybe that's even why there's been such a divide between the houses, or between the house, between the guys and the girls, because there are feelings there. And it's not easy to just go out with someone that you like, because obviously that's why there's always drama. They're always worried about if Gus is going to find another girl or if Jeremiah might find a girl. It's like there's a lot of territorial actions going on. And I think that's kind of why it's always been separated. But then it kind of goes to show, you know, even though there's been this territory over the guys, they haven't ever hooked up. So this is crazy, guys. This is a big deal that Nilsa and Gus have finally hooked up. And it's kind of, you know, one of those nails down a chalkboard thing, because Nilsa has been told many, many of times that Gus does not want to be with her. He doesn't want to hurt her. He doesn't want her to cop feelings. He just wants us to strictly be friends with benefits. I will say, as much as I love Nilsa, Gus has done a very, very good job of prefacing the situation and prefacing his feelings. Yes, he had feelings for her in the beginning of season one, but he's mentioned many times, I don't have those feelings anymore. I've changed. I came into the house last time wanting a relationship, and I don't want that anymore. And I think that it's just hard because Nilsa does go back and forth with her feelings, and one minute she's like feeling regretful about her hookup, and she's saying how she wants, but then she's saying she wants to do it sober, but then she's saying that she can just be friends with benefits. So I think Nilsa's so messed up with how she's feeling, because she wants to be that girl that can just be the friends with benefits, and she wants to be what Gus wants, but unfortunately it's just not happening, and there's just not the chemistry that Gus would like there. And I appreciate Gus being honest, but one thing I really want to mention is that he's telling her what she wants to hear. He's not exactly shutting it down, saying no. And that's what's making me so frustrated, is that, yes, Gus is openly saying, I don't want you to catch feelings. That's what's going to happen. You can't just be friends with benefits. But he's a guy, and he's not just saying, listen, I'm not going to ever hook up with you. He's saying, oh, when I'm drunk, it might happen. So that's what, it's just kind of hard, because guys are so different in the fact that they can just kind of, some girls can be like this too. But I think that in this situation, Nilsa continuously has the feelings, well, he liked me at one point, he can like me again. And unfortunately, it's just not going to change. And we see that in Gus. And I think what the best thing that Nilsa could do at this point in time is be like, bye, I'll find someone better. I'll go find my barrel-chested freedom fighters and I'll move on. And unfortunately, when she gets drunk, she doesn't have the ability to be able to just walk away and not see him again and not be tempted by him. But she sees him when he's drunk, and that kind of leads into feelings. And when you're drunk, obviously your judgment's out the window. So there goes that. But it just kind of sucks, because we're seeing this. It almost feels like the way they're presenting it on camera is obsession, but at the same time, like, we get it, Nilsa. Everybody's been drunk. Everybody's been there where there's been a guy that kind of you're friends with benefits with, or you've been told that he doesn't want to be with you, but you see him, and when you're drunk, you just kind of immediately latch to what you're familiar with. And I don't disagree with what she was saying. She was mentioning how, you know, like, I was drunk, and I saw him, and I thought that we were going to be friends with benefits, so, like, if we're feeling it, we can go for it. But unfortunately, Gus was not on that level, and Gus was feeling other girls, because had it been a different scenario where he didn't see one cute girl that night, it would have been a different scenario that played out. And that's kind of what frustrates me. I feel like I'm going back and forth here with how I feel, but that's what frustrates me about Gus, is that if you don't feel anything at all and you're worried about hurting Nilsa, then just stop. Cut it off altogether. And then maybe she'll finally get the hint, especially when she's drunk. But if you're giving her one open window of when you're drunk and just letting the relationship maybe flourish and giving her a sign of hope, then I don't know. But at the same time, Nilsa has been told many, many of times that this isn't going to work. But then also we've got Kodai being like, oh, but maybe there could be something. So who knows what's actually going to happen? At this point, I always was thinking maybe Gus would turn around and turn a corner and maybe want to be with her. But we see him specifically go after a girl on the exact day after hooking up with Nilsa, going after a girl and blatantly taking her home. Granted, yes, they were drunk, but, like, it's the day after, dude. You can wait a day or two to then prove to Nilsa that you can find another girl, prove to her that you can flirt with whatever. Right now, it's this weird competition of, I'm just going to prove to Nilsa that I actually don't want her, and I'm going to do what I want, and that's also not going to help the situation either. Just wait a day, you know, let it lie for a second. Next weekend, do what you want. Continue to tell Nilsa, when we're drunk, we can't do this because you're catching feelings. And she's being honest with him, so, and he's kind of being honest with her, but I don't know. This is just a typical sign of, like, cat and mouse. And one day someone's the cat, one day someone's the mouse. And, I mean, unfortunately, right now, Nilsa's not making herself look the best because she does care about him. But I'm hoping that Nilsa will just find love. She needs to find someone that really treats her the way she deserves to be treated, just like all the other girls in the house. They all deserve love. And I want them to find that, especially Amy and Courtney and all the girls. But I will say they've got some great style about them. And you know who else has great style is this app called Poshmark. Guys, you can sell your own clothes and you can buy name brand items for very, very cheap prices. It is amazing. So instead of buying new things, you can just shop from millions of closets across America. All you have to do is download the free Poshmark app. Poshmark carries women, kids, and men. They have tons of brands to shop from, and you can probably find Uggs, Michael Kors, many different things of just gently used items, and then you just can, out of the touch of your finger, buy it on the app and it gets shipped to your house. What could be better? It's the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. And the shipping is super easy for both the seller and the buyer. It's super, super fast shipping. If you see something that you want, you can actually make an offer and you can sell it that way. Also, if you sell an item, you can keep that money, you can keep it as Poshmark money, or you can keep it as real money. So it's really great and convenient. And you can share your Poshmark closet through telling your fans on, like, through social media, sharing the link. It's super easy to do that way. And all you have to do right now, you can actually go download it and get $5 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code AFTERBUZZ when you sign up. Again, that's the invite code in all caps, AFTERBUZZ, and you can get $5 off of your first purchase of really great stuff for cheap. I mean, what can get better than that? It's on your phone. It's an app. You can share it on social media to sell your stuff, and you can buy things at the same time. I mean, it doesn't really get better than that, guys. Poshmark, go download it right now. And also, while you're downloading that app, maybe go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. Give us 5 stars and let us know what you're thinking. But jumping back onto the relationship bandwagon, we've got Jeremiah and Courtney. And something that I love and admire so much about Courtney, I wish I could do more of this myself, is she just kind of says how it is, and she's very strong. I know we've seen a little bit of obviously drunken Courtney, but she's a really strong woman, and she's able to take the heat from a lot of things. And I think we saw this play out specifically with her putting herself out there with Jeremiah. That's a very vulnerable and hard thing to do. And I think what sucks about this situation is she had so many of the housemates telling her that this basically was like a score. This was going to happen. Jeremiah likes you. They've been putting these ideas in her head. And I feel like we've all had that before where you don't really like someone that much, but then people put these ideas in your head of it being so great that you're like, whoa, wait, how have I not seen this before? And it almost opens your eyes more than it were to have before if no one would have said anything. And I think that's exactly what's happening with Courtney right now, because I think it's something she didn't really think about until the fact that everybody was saying, I think he likes you. He's always there for you. And it started, you know, adding up to check boxes in her book, being like, wow, he does kind of check off all the boxes that I would want in a man. And so this is kind of hard for me to see that Jeremiah is officially telling her, no, it could never happen. One thing that I was questioning was, are you saying, because he says he doesn't want to ruin the friendship, and that's a reason why he doesn't want to proceed with this relationship. At the same time, the more he said it and the more he said, I don't see her in that light, I really don't, I just don't think there's a chance for them. And I think Jeremiah really does see her as strictly just friends, which was hard because I could actually see them working out well as a couple, because just like Kirk was saying, they're complete opposites, but they really do complement each other, because Courtney, like, they would balance each other out and be so great together. And it was really hard to see Courtney kind of walk away from one of the nights out being like, wow, like, that kind of was hard to me, and being drunk kind of makes me realize how upset I really am about this. And I think it's hard because she was mentioning how she's never really trusted anybody like that. She's never been able to open up. And so to have just that one person that you really trust, especially when you're cooped up in this house and you only have those people to be around, I feel like it'd be really hard to not catch feelings for someone that's been there for you through some major moments in your life. I mean, she's had the pregnancy scare. She had to She had to go to the police station and put a restraining order against Logan. And Jeremiah has been through it all with her and been there to, you know, wipe her tears and be there to really support her. And if you never had that from anybody before, it'd be really hard to not realize or to not feel a certain way about someone because you know how much they care about you. But I think once they talk about it a little bit more, maybe it'll be easier for Courtney to kind of understand that maybe they're not meant to be. But at the same time, I think that's, I can understand why that's so hard to really put yourself out there and be vulnerable and tell someone you like them, and then to be shut down like that so immediately is really hard. And I do appreciate the honesty in their relationship, and I appreciate the honesty with Courtney, because it is one of those things that if you constantly have people feeding things and telling you certain, you know, it's always like background talk almost, and then finally being able to talk to that person about it, it's very important. But man, I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think that they're going to end up together in the long run? Do you see a future with them? Or do you see this just being... Also, I need to remember, Courtney has a boyfriend now. So I'm sorry, but I just get so invested into the show and I want them to be happy. And I can only imagine what they're going through in the house, because watching this on camera, you're like, I'm only seeing you, this group of people. And so far, any of the girls that they've brought in or the guys have brought in, you've never seen any like long lasting relationships kind of fester from it. So it's just hard to forget about this Floribama world for a second. But man, do they love drinking. And that leads us into talking about the day drinking that went down between all the boys, and Amy got to join in on it. I just love Amy so much. I think she's hilarious and she's just so cute. And she adds to the boys, and she's just hanging out with them. They're day drinking. But this is when Jeremiah and Gus, well, it's almost Gus. I swear, Gus is really purposefully doing this to piss off Nilsa almost. It's like he was never so girl crazy until he realized he had a girl, and now, or he has a girl, and now he just like wants all of them. I don't know. I mean, we have seen throughout the season how he's tried to pull some girls and bring them home, but I feel like right now it's like almost exaggerated in a bit. But at the same time, Gus was very, very drunk and calling at these sorority girls and telling them to meet them at Newbies at 10:30. So I'll give him that. He was very drunk. Very, very drunk. Someone who is very, motherly in the house, which I really appreciate, is Candace. She's always there to bring everybody home. Like, I feel like we very rarely see her get as drunk as the other housemates, and she's kind of always the voice of reason. She's there to cut her night short when all the other girls or guys in the house need it. And it's just, I mean, I just want some, I want more Candace on screen. I want to see what's going on in her world. We haven't really talked too much about Gator J, and we briefly touched on it last episode about kind of how she's feeling about it, but she was always making it about the other girls. She was like, I'm worried about Courtney, you know, she's helping Nilsa get home after the Gus thing. And I feel like we don't really ever focus on Candace and what she might be going through. And I think it's just amazing to see how she's always still there for the girls to make sure that they're going to get home safe and whatnot. But I do love everybody in the house. I just think that Gus needs to figure out what he's doing and what he wants. Obviously, we know he doesn't want Nilsa, and he mentioned that she's all the things that he doesn't want in a girl. But then it doesn't matter. Like, even still, it's just respect to not bring someone home the next day. So I don't even know what's going to go down when Nilsa finds out that he brought a girl home. Maybe it'll make her realize, like, I do deserve more, because right now, I think she really is just holding on to the fact that Gus used to like her. And so she's thinking that he can kind of like change it and fix it and make it to where they're going to be together. I don't know, guys. It's really hard because I go back and forth, like I mentioned earlier, about the whole Nilsa and Gus situation. But Nilsa isn't crazy for the feelings that she has. I mean, people in the house have also fed to her that Gus liked her as well. But I don't know. Obviously, we know he doesn't like her at all. So we'll have to see where this kind of pans out throughout the rest of the season. I think that's really all I have for you guys tonight. We kind of touched on everything that happened, all the drama and whatnot. I am really hoping that 2 weeks from now, we will have a larger panel and we'll be able to share more thoughts and feelings with you guys. And please feel free to join us in the live chat next week and the weeks after, so then we can really use you guys as the co-host. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you so much for joining and listening. And for now, I'm Allie Nast. You can find me on social media at Allie Girl. And please follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you guys soon. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.